Which is better, Olam Haba or Moshiach? Which one do we want more? Anonymous, Far Rockaway, New York, USA. Moshiach and Olam Haba are two separate things. We want them both. However, there's no mitzvah to anticipate Olam Haba. That is the goal and the time of reward. A person should be more concerned with what he does in this world to deserve and create that reward. So there's no mitzvah to constantly anticipate Olam Haba. On the other hand, Mashiach is this world. It's the ideal state in this world where a person will be able, Klal Yisrael as a Klal, will be able to fulfill the mitzvahs and learn Torah to its most optimum so we can get more Olam Haba. And there's a mitzvah to constantly anticipate and to long and to believe that Mashiach can come at any moment. Question 1113. In the last bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, where it says to insert a pasuk corresponding to one's name, I'm inserting a harsh pasuk for Rachel, Devarim 32:39. I would like to find a softer pasuk to say. How does one find a pasuk other than the ones listed in the Sidurim? Chava Rachel Golden from Chicago, Illinois. I found in a sefer another pasuk in Mishle, Chaf Yodalid, Ra Ra Yomer Hakone, Va'ozalo Oz Yishalol. Look up the meaning there in Mishle. That's also a pasuk that starts with Reish and ends with Lamed. Question 1114. Is it true that the world has to be over by the year 6000? Yaakov, New York. The Gemara says that the world will exist 6000 years, 2000 year periods, three of them, for this 6000 years. First 2000 years, 2,000 years of Tohu Vavohu, then the 2,000 years of Torah, and the 2,000 years in which Mashiach could possibly come. The Rambam seems to say that this is only a lone opinion. Not everybody holds on this. And the Meiri in his Hakadoma to Pirkei Avos says that it may be have to understood not literally, but symbolically. So what the world has to be over by the year 6,000 is not a definite principle in Torah.